The next patient is Sharon Harter. The last name is H-A-R-T-E-R. First name Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Montero, M-O-N-T-E-R-O, who is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3 going into stage 4. Period. During the November visit, in the year 2021, the patient had a hemoglobin A1C of 7.6. And at that time, the patient had a creatinine of 1.7 and an estimated eGFR that was 27. Period. For reasons that we don't have very clear, the patient went off the diet, has not been consistent with the intake of fast-active insulin, and she is skipping insulin at least one time a day. She's supposed to cover every meal, but she doesn't. Period. It's very difficult. The patient was educated about the need to eat at the same time every single day and to be consistent with the administration of insulin. Our suggestion was to change the Tujio, T-U-J-U-O, to 28 units in the morning and to cover each meal at least with 5 units of fast-acting insulin. Period, the patient is supposed to call us with the blood sugars or let Dr. Montero know about the blood sugar changes if necessary, period. The patient was recommended to start on Farxiga. At the present time, the serum creatinine is 1.3, the BUN is 24, and the estimated GFR is 37. However, we have to take into consideration the hyperfiltration, and since we have such a variation in the GFR, we are recommended to get the administration of insulin and the diet stable, and we will repeat the laboratory workup, and if the GFR permits, we'll start the patient on Farxiga. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus. As above, the patient was encouraged and was explained about the diet. She doesn't like fruit. She doesn't like beans. She loves vegetables and she loves meat. We're going to have a problem because it's a lot of processed food. She's going to try to follow the recommendations diet-wise as much as she can. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency, that is on supplementation, hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is under control. The total cholesterol is 184, HDL 37, LDL 93. The triglycerides are still elevated, this time 270, because the blood sugar has been out of control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, 150 over 70 today. Period. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes of the time interpreting the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.